Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter on a muggy Saturday morning in Liverpool. We're expecting thunderstorms in the city, but not in the transfer market. As far as LFC are concerned, it's very, very slow still. But joining me to talk about the slowness and other things are Lola Katz-Roberts, Jackie Wilcox and Dan Eastwood making a Gutter debut. He's very excited. I can see him on Zoom. He can barely contain himself. How are you, Dan?
All good. Thanks for having us.
Good. We're going to go through the usual circle, the usual range of topics we've been circling this window, including the likes of Bradley Barkler, Mbai, Gakpo, etc., throughout the show. But I want to start off with the news that broke yesterday and try and draw some tenuous connection to it and the prospects for Liverpool transfers. That's the news that there's been a semi-takeover of LFC. A third of the shares have been sold, FSG shares have been sold to that consortium that includes the Amazon, Fertler, Bezos, and some others now, and Bhatia, who is part of the Mittal consortium at QPR, and is it Saverin from Facebook. Now, straight away, cold water gets poured on these kind of things. Going, no, this is just a share transfer. You know, the money that's getting paid, the however many billion that's getting paid to FSG stays in FSG's pockets. It's for them to go and buy some new yachts with and to build some new skyscrapers with. It doesn't go into Liverpool's transfer kitty, Lola. It doesn't. So stop saying it will. No. But what everyone's really almost sort of like enjoying telling us, pouring all the cold water. Don't you even dare get excited, you football fans, about a takeover that might lead to signing Kylian Mbappe and Vinicius Jr. right at the end of the window. Don't even dare think like that, Lola. But even though we're not allowed to dare think like that, I find it a bit odd that no one is contemplating the fact that men with this kind of wealth aren't going into this so Liverpool Football Club becomes a smaller institution with less turnover. They're going into this to make it bigger and better. And that always manifests itself on the well. If that project is to work, it has to manifest itself on the pitch. And whilst it might not manifest itself in a bigger transfer kitty this window, it is potentially, anyway, the start of Liverpool in years to come punching their weight. Well, we could say they've been at the top of the transfer market for a while, but at the very pinnacle of it,